I'll come by. Hello?
Hello, is Amar there?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Amar, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Good. Hey, just wanted to touch base with you. It looks like you know requested some information on our working capital or equipment finance programs. Mm-hmm. Is this a good minute for you to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to confirm some information on a file here real quick. Is the billing address P.O. Box 2558, Wonderville, mm-hmm. Louisiana? Okay.
Yes.
The location is 106 Park Place Drive.
Yeah, that's where the corporate office is.
Oh, the corporate office. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And is this a good number in, you know, in case we get disconnected?
Yeah. This is my cell phone, so that's why I wanted. I don't want to go to a PBX and then get my voicemail or something. So
right. Okay.
This, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. That works out. All right. Great. So yeah, I just wanted to you know follow up with you and you know what exactly do you guys do over there?
Yeah. Are you an outdoors person?
Oh, am I an
do
outdoors
you do any
person?
Hunting or fishing?
I do some hiking. Yeah, I like to and camping, and I actually haven't. I fished a little bit, but not. I haven't really hunted, but.
Okay, are you aware of the ice chest cooler market?
I have. I've heard of Yetis. I know.
Okay, so we are number two player in the market right now. We're called Kaisek.
Kaisek, okay.
And yeah, we started like 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we are now slated as number two in the market. You can check our website www.kaisek.com.
Okay.
KYSEK.com. And we have a manufacturing facility in China.
Oh, wow.
And we have our main warehouse in Kenner, Louisiana. It's about 34,000 square feet.
Okay.
And that is where we bring in our containers.
Uh-huh.
So, and then we, of course, distribute it all over the U.S. And mm-hmm. we have about 400 dealers. And we're just in a growth mode, so we're just looking to grow more.
Okay.
Last year, revenue was almost 1.1 million.
Uh-huh.
And our first 6 months revenue is about 1.1, 1.2.
For this
and
year?
So we, yes, about
wow.
6 months.
Uh-huh.
So we're just in a growth mode, so we're looking
right.
for financing options to, because our problem is not sales, it's
mm-hmm.
the supply chain. So, because whatever we bring in, it just gets out of the door, basically.
Right.
And right now, we're doing 4 to 5 containers a month.
Okay.
Each container costs about $40,000 to $45,000 landed cost into our warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And we almost pick up $30,000 to $35,000 on it.
Okay.
And so, the deal is, but I mean, so we're in a certain cycle. So in order to do a step jump, let's say when I go from 4 to 8 containers, that means I need to order like 120 days in advance
mm-hmm.
to the manufacturer, which will produce it, and then it would ship it. So it's 90 days there. Then once I sell it, it's another 30 days. Net, we have net 30 terms on it.
Okay.
So we need working capital to. So if I have to step up another 4 containers, to meet the sales, I mean, demands, I mean, I need to infuse capital in there.
Right.
So that's why we're looking for different options. We got this mailer, so I said, let's see what we can, so we can try you folks out. So go check our website.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually on it right now.
Yeah, and you're more than, I mean, we're more than welcome to come visit our warehouse and visit our offices. I mean, it's a real business.
Right.
Been in business for 4 years, and we're just doubling our sales.
Okay. No, that's great. It looks like, yeah, I like the website and everything. It's really cool. And mm-hmm. what kind of got you, you know, involved in the industry? You like, how'd you guys start out?
Well, we were actually in software business.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of earned our money in software, invested in this thing.
Yeah.
But we started writing mobile apps, so we wrote a few apps for the hunting and fishing. My partner John
uh-huh.
is a sports fishing and hunting guy since his childhood. I'm not. I mean, I'm a double A. I'm more
okay.
technically
yeah.
oriented.
Uh-huh.
So we were writing these apps for Rocky Boots and striking fishing lures and all that. So during that, we, I mean, he knew about this market pretty good, actually. So we stumbled across an opportunity, so we decided to do it. So 4 years later, we have a steady product line out there. By the way, we also do business with Costco, so they picked it up.
Oh, right.
So we done trials with them in different strategic units. There's a Costco business unit, and there's a Costco wholesale that you see everywhere.
Right.
So we did our trials with them, and so we were also on Costco online. If you go check out there in Costco, you'd see Kaisek there.
Okay.
And so it's just growing pains.
Right.
You just want to, let me put it like this, find the right partner.
Right.
Who could play with us and help us grow and grow themselves.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that it sounds like you guys have a good plan together. And, I mean, how much you looking to bring on over there for these extra four containers?
See, about four... if you look at order to cash cycle, it's 150 days, so we might have to rotate a couple of times. So we're looking at least $300,000 to $400,000.
$300,000 to $400,000
Yeah, because we have to rotate it twice actually. So whatever we order now, I mean, you have to cycle it again before you actually start collecting money on it.
Right.
So it's about 190 per four container cycle, but you need it twice to meet the whole cycle. So looking anywhere from $390,000 to $400,000 for it.
Okay, so it's 190 like cycle, and there are 150 days per cycle.
You have to cycle it twice to be able to start paying, start generating cash, basically on that.
Right.
And I think once we do it for 6 months, I mean, we'd be able to. I mean, we can either take that cash, return your money, or we can take it and take the other jump to next four containers.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
And we're also expanding our product line. Like we introduced the tumblers.
Mm-hmm.
You will see that on the website. I mean, they're different than Yetis.
Yeah.
You see the band around it, silicon band. So we designed it ground up actually.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And then we also launched a new line that we're bringing in, a soft bag, ISIS. It's like a day bag. Like we also have a backpack, which is really good for the hiking and camping.
Right.
So you have a backpack, ice bag, ice chest. It's a soft ice bag, but a backpack basically. So that's targeted at that market.
Right. No, that's
just we.
Oh, go ahead.
And since we're a technology company, so we built the first in the industry. It's called Code Blue. And what you can do is it's a small Bluetooth enabled device that you can stick in your ice chest, and it syncs to your mobile phone, so it will tell you how much ice is left in there.
No kidding.
The problem with the ice chest is that's when you lose ice, when you keep opening closing to see how much ice have left.
Right.
And so it tells you that. But I think the biggest differentiator with us and others, that's why we really taking on the market, is we have wheels on our ice chest. Nobody else has it.
You use your
because
own ice?
Once, I'm saying wheels on the ice chest. Wheels?
Oh, yeah, the wheels, right.
Yeah, no one else has it because once you load up a 50 liter with drinks and ice and all that, it's not easy to lift it up.
Right.
So you can just roll it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, like every ice chest is about 2 inches thick. We are 3 inches thick. So ours will hold ice for 8 to 9 days.
8 to 9 days. Wow. And I know like they're, so you notice that 1 inch, cause I'm not sure about the Yetis. Like I don't know too much about them. I've just heard about them, but
you can check it. You can go to their site. I mean, they have everything there.
Right.
So
right.
The other difference between us and them is ours is true size. If you say 50 liter, it's 50 liter. Mm-hmm. Yeti plays tricks with it. I mean, it could be the outside dimension. It may not be the inside dimension.
Our
dimensions are true size. I mean, if you're in this market, that's why I asked you. If you're in this market, you would know all these things. So
right.
So
and
we were the new kids on the block. We started 4 years, and we were just in the iCast, which is in Orlando, which is the premier fishing show.
Right.
So we really came out as number two there.
Yeah, that's great.
In the market.
And how did you guys start developing these types of technologies you have?
As I told you, I mean, we have I'm a EE, actually, electrical engineering. My partner, John, is an industrial engineer. So, and we have a software outfit, so we do right. mobile apps and all that ourselves.
Yeah,
I
and
mean,
so
we have a company that does it.
Right, and
so
with this,
we actually, pardon me.
So go ahead.
No, I'm saying we made all our money in software and we invested everything here, but the business keeps growing. So I think we are to the end of our whatever we could put into the company. So let's go out and see if we can raise some money.
Right. Yeah. No, that's, it sounds like you guys have a good plan. You know, so you're going to bring on four more containers, you know, flip them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to cost you guys around, you know, $190,000 per cycle. So you can flip
yeah.
them twice to start generating cash flow for yourself. So
yeah,
you
I think if you can do it for 150 days, I mean, then it gets self-funded after that.
Right, exactly. And so do you guys have an idea of the return you're going to make on this, you know, investment? Like, you guys expecting
yeah,
to double
I mean,
sales?
Every time we say, I don't know how much you know about the consumer market, but this is a 3X model.
Mm-hmm.
So if we anything that costs us 100, we sell it for 300. So
right.
with dealer discounts,
uh-huh.
like we give 40 points to our dealers. So we end up making about almost close to 80-90% on it, on our investment. So I mean, every time we bring a $40,000 container, we make about 30,000 gross. Basically, of course, you have to net off operating and all that, but
right.
the gross margin is about $30,000 on every container that we bring in.
Okay.
So if you're bringing in four, that's $120,000. So in two cycles, you're looking at $240,000. That's saying we can recoup that in two or three cycles, basically.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, that's good you guys have those numbers. And y'all obviously have the market, especially with your ratings. And, yeah, it looks like you guys have a great, you know.
Yeah, go check our pro staff. There should be a link for pro staff.
Uh-huh,
these are
yeah.
the professional
Post
fishermen
that.
And hunters who endorse your product.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the rippers. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, especially with his backing. I mean, it's just, that's the marketing in itself right there, you know. That's
selling
great.
Is not a problem.
Right.
What is killing us is growth, basically. I don't know how big your company is. I mean,
yeah,
you're just too small loans or you kind of play
no.
in bigger areas also.
Yeah, we do. We have loans. Like, we have multiple programs. You know, I mean,
if we want to start with like $1 million, I mean, what are we going to do with it? We just need enough to sustain our growth.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we are with our run rate. I mean, we are hoping to end at almost 3 million. And next year, if we have the right funding and some of it our own cash flow, I mean, we should hit anywhere from $8 to $10 million next year. It's doubling every quarter. So.
Every quarter. That's great. You guys, you know, it sounds like you guys are doing everything right
like
over there.
Like last year, we did like $1 million.
Uh-huh.
This year, till June, we've already done $1 million.
I know. Yeah, like you're saying, you're at 1.2, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's really good. So you're right around for 3 million this year. And when do you need this, you know, the money by? When are you guys looking to start this?
I mean, I don't know how fast you folks move. So we are evaluating several options. So
right.
this came in. So I said, let me send it in and see what you folks can do or offer.
Okay. Yeah, we can. We operate very quickly. You know, it's really simple over here. And, you know, we can get you answers, you know, within 24 hours and funded in 48. So I feel like we can get you going, you know, by next week.
Mm-hmm.
And
you folks are welcome to come visit our facilities, visit our warehouses. You can go out.
Uh-huh.
We can give you a list of dealers.
Okay.
Where are you folks located?
In San Diego.
Oh, in California. Yeah, we have
yeah.
a rep firm in Utah, Salt Lake City.
Okay.
That covers the California. But you can go into, I can give you a Costco store where it is. It's
okay.
all over California. It's
yeah.
based in Seattle, Washington. So, I mean, I can give
okay.
you a couple of stores that you can go in and check the product out if you want to.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. And, yeah, so you're looking to get this, you know, as soon as possible. And have you
one in San Diego?
Yes.
That is where Costco's packaging unit is. What they do is they bring in our containers in San Diego. They have, I think the name is CWI,
mm-hmm.
and it is the packing facility for Costco. So they take the containers there, then they palletize it, and that
uh-huh.
is, then the pallets are moved to the stores, actually. So all our Costco containers go to CWI, which is in San Diego.
Okay, and then they get distributed to those stores. Okay.
To the other stores out there in the area. So.
Okay. Well, great. And have, you know, I know you said you're weighing out your options. Like, have you, you know, gone to the bank you work with or who you guys normally work with over there?
Yeah, we have, I mean, see, we're in Covington, which is like a small town out here. So we have a line with a bank, it's a very small bank, American Bank and Trust. Mm-hmm. So we have a line with them for $300K, but they're maxed out. I mean, it's a small community bank.
Right.
So now we're going to go to New Orleans and look for bigger banks. And so I found it. So I said, might as well apply here also.
Right.
And we're also looking at factoring companies also who factor and all that. So there are multitudes of ways we're saying. The only problem with the factoring is that, I mean, they only factor your receivables. That means you have to have product to sell. Once you sell it, that is when they would factor it.
Right.
So, but we need the money upfront to place the orders before we collect it.
Uh-huh.
But that's something that we look at downstream also, that once we have enough. I mean, our typical AR would be around, I think, $200K or something like that. And we might have $400,000-$500,000 worth of inventory in the warehouse.
Right.
But, I mean, but you need the money 150 days before the product hits you.
Right, and that's, you constantly need to cycle. And what was that bank?
Yes.
You said American, the Traders and Trust? Or?
American Bank and Trust or something, a small bank.
Okay.
Covington, yeah.
Okay. And so have you asked them to, like, extend the line, or?
Yeah, so it's a small community bank. I don't know what their deposit base is, so they can only
have
so much. So they've maxed out, I think.
Okay. All right. So they're maxed out. All right. And like, do you have any other like working capital loans out right now or anything like that?
No, that's it. I mean,
no. Okay. All right. And, now the ownership breakdown, I said you and your partner, John, so is it 50-50 or?
No, we own about, between us, we own about, I think 76%, and the other minority partners in there also.
Okay. So it's 76%, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So how?
76 hours. I didn't do my math. 30. What is 30? 36 times 2 is 72. Sorry.
72. Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, that makes sense. I know. I was like 76. So you want to have 40 or 30? Okay.
One has to be 40 then. Yeah. No. No. That's wrong. So it's 36 times 2. So.
Okay. All right. So 36%. All right. Perfect. And then, I mean, do you guys have a plan B? You know, if you're not able to, you know, get these extra funding, or are you guys?
No, we have other options open. I mean, we might go to, well, another choice would be factoring company. The other is like, we have people who want to invest, so we might dilute our equity and raise $1 million like that. So
right.
We're going to explore all options.
Okay. And, I mean, how would you, you know, rate you guys' credit over there? I mean, is it, you know, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, we don't have any bad payments on record for the company.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're asking about the company, no, our company don't have any bad bad payables or bad receivables or whatever. I mean, so.
Okay. All right.
We don't miss our payments. I mean, but, you know, it's a growing company. So the challenge is always the cash, because me and my partner don't take any salaries from the company.
Right.
So we try to invest every penny that we get, because we know we get a multiple of that back. So why would we waste it anywhere else?
Right. Exactly.
And when you start adding more products, you're developing more, like the soft bag line. We also have a dry bag line that we just got.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd rather invest money in that and just help the company grow.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, based off, you know, what you told me so far, I definitely, you know, like to see what we could do for you. You know, with our working capital programs, we're generally able to free up, you know, 10 to 15% of your, you know, top line revenue as unsecured cash. And especially with you being on that, your way down to $3 million this year, we'd definitely be able to get you around that, you know, $200,000-$300,000 mark. Could be a little more, could be a little less. That's just a quick quote. In order to get you like solid numbers and terms and everything, it's a real simple, you know, process. I do have the, you know, the application. We need to get John, you know, to fill it out as well, because you guys are split ownership. But we need six months business bank statements of the past 6 months, and then your most recent tax return. So did you get an extension on 2015?
Yeah, we did get an extension for this year because we weren't, but we may have for the 2014.
Yeah, that's
for the company, you mean?
Right. Yeah, for the company. Okay. Yeah, so 2014 would work fine, and then yeah, after we get those, you know, all the documents together, we can get you an answer, you know, by next week on exactly, you know, where you'd stand with us as far as numbers.
And we can send you our some statements from our accounting system for the current sales and all that, so you can see the numbers and everything if you want to.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that'll help as well. And also, for I saw or noticed that you have a pretty high credit card volume over there. So we need the 4 months, you know, past 4 months merchant statements.
Okay.
And that
because
way
we also have like you can buy online also.
Okay.
So that is where that comes from. And these are big ticket items. I mean, these $300, $500 items. So.
Yeah, and with that, that's in account with the bank statements because they look at the cash flow because these are like sale based loans. So, you know, you guys got the good sales, we'll be able to get you that amount, and they'll get you the terms and everything.
Okay.
When do you think?
So, so you said 4 months.
Yeah, I can send you an. Do you have an email?
Yes, please do that. Yeah. Yeah, if it's amar@extremepe.com.
Okay, so
M-A-R.
Uh-huh.
At Extreme.
Okay.
Like our Extreme Cold is our company name, Extreme P-E.
Okay.
P for ball, E for elephant, .com.
.com, okay.
Yeah.
So it's just Extreme, B as in boy, E as in elephant, .com?
No, P for Paul.
Oh, Paul, excuse me.
Okay. Yeah, not boy.
So. So Extreme, P as in Paul, E as in Edward, .com.
.com, yes, extremepe.com.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot you, you know, the quick note, just the application for John, and then the documents that we'll need. And again, it's just the 6 months most recent bank statements.
Okay.
It'd be the 4 months, you know, most recent merchant statements for the credit card processing.
Okay.
And then
recent.
And then it would be the
2000. I think our online sales are, I think, tied to our PayPal account.
Okay.
So would that work?
Yeah, like you have the, I think you used, I think it was on the, was it in it? Let me see.
Intuit,
yeah.
Yeah, that's tied to our QuickBooks. So,
okay.
And I think that is used when somebody wants to make a payment with credit card.
Right.
So that is used that, but online Shopify, which is our shopping cart program that runs it.
Right.
It may be tied to our PayPal. I need to check that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I just get the 4 months, you know, most recent, the merchant statements.
Four months. Okay.
Right. So
and
6 months.
The bank statements for the, do you need our AR? Or something like that, or just this is enough.
Yeah, that's enough. Just the bank statements, the merchant's 4 months merchant statements, and then 2014 tax return, and then the application for John.
Okay.
And then I can get this, you know, going for you. When do you think you could send everything over to me so I can get this going for you?
Well, if I send me the email and I'll have somebody work on it and we'll email it to you.
Okay, sounds good, Amir. And when would be a good time, you know, to follow up with you?
Maybe later today. I mean, let me see John's off somewhere. When he comes back, I'll see what he can do once I get his application and all that.
Okay.
And then we can touch base later in the day.
Okay, when would be a good time for you? I'll circle back with you.
You're in Pacific Standard Time, so you're still 2 hours behind us. So
yeah,
I mean, maybe 4 or 5 hour time would be like 2 or 3 hour time. So, but let me see what I can do. I'll let you know by email.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's gonna have your contact also.
Right. I'll include my
we'll
direct
go
line.
from there. So how does it work in your domain? You look at it's a percentage of the sales.
Right. These are working capital. It is a sales-based loan. So they look at, you know, the cash flow of the business. So they don't give you something, you know, that would be a burden, obviously. But it allows us to, you know, give you more cash than your typical lines of credit, things like that.
And what type of interest rates are applied on it? Typical range?
Right. So the typical range, they range, because these are like a termed loan. So the terms, you know, range from 3 months to 3 years, being the longest term.
Mm-hmm.
But most, you know, customers are right around that 24, you know, month mark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would that be a good term for you guys, or how? What's the term looking
it
like?
It could be less, because as I told you, once we turn our
right.
cycle, I mean, operation generates enough cash to pay back or take that and deploy it somewhere else. So because, I mean, it's for us, it's the real issue is the supply. It's a step function. Whenever you go step, like if I have to order soft bags, I mean, that's not $40,000. That's about $120,000 because, I mean, they have an MOQ. Minimum
right.
order quantities, you have to place order for 1,000 each. So that's 2,000 into $70 or $65,000 to $130,000. So that
right.
is what, so it's a step function, and we need to get that going 150 days before it hits the shelf, actually.
Right, and get everything going. Okay, that makes sense.
So we just need to make sure that we're able to fund our growth, basically. Because as I said, selling is not a problem. We create more demand than we can supply. That's our problem right now.
Right, exactly.
Like we went to the ICAST in Orlando, so we picked up a dealer in Egypt, picked up a dealer in Trinidad. We picked up a dealer in Costa Rica. We picked up a dealer in Mexico. We picked up a dealer in Germany. So when we're working with them, and with them what we do is we don't bring the product here, we do direct containers with them. So
right.
and that is not an issue for us, because international we only do 50% down, 50% before shipping. So we're covered there.
Okay.
So we don't even bring them into the U.S.
Right, right. That makes sense.
They How'd go you directly get... and... Pardon me?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, this was the show I was telling you, ICAST Orlando.
Right, right.
So if you Google ICAST 2016, we were in that show. I can send you some pictures also from there. So
yeah, send me some pictures. I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, so we picked up some dealers from there. And then we picked, I think, 15 to 17 dealers, local dealers from there also.
That's great.
And our dealer program, this is how it works, actually. Our dealer program, if you sign up, you have to, if you want to sign up as a stocking dealer,
mm-hmm.
then the minimum order you place is $5,000.
$5,
so every time we sign up a dealer, they have to buy a product up to five, to stock up, basically. They have to stock up one or two models each.
Right.
We also give them a display that goes into their shop, and then, we, of course, our salesperson. We have four, I think we just added, we have five direct salespeople that work in different territories, North Carolina to Texas.
Right.
So they are the ones who set up these dealers. And the beauty of our system is, once you set up a dealer, then every time we have a new product, we have like certain minimums that we have on it. Like you cannot order like one softback cooler or two tumblers. You have to buy them in master pack.
Mm-hmm.
So a master pack is like for tumblers, it's like 48. So if
100
dealers order, it becomes 4,800.
Right.
Yeah. Then other thing that's going for us is why we're getting so much traction is we are very big on personalization. So like if you buy a tumbler, you can get it laser engraved. Or ice chest. We have a private label program. So like one of our customers is CED. It's an electric store. Or we're just doing one for, have you heard of Sylvania?
It sounds familiar. I'm not too familiar.
Sylvania is the one that make tube lights.
Oh, okay. All right.
Those white fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
So we private label the box for them. Like the box would say in the front Sylvania. So we have a couple of deals like that going on.
Uh-huh.
So we private label the boxes for them, that they give it out as incentives or loyalty programs or stuff like that. So we're big on that also. And we are the only one who's doing that.
Right.
We can even do a custom color like We have one purple gold for LSU because my partner is from there. We're doing one orange for, I'm from UT actually, UT Austin.
Okay, yeah.
So we're doing one for Longhorn, so orange and white and stuff like that. So,
right.
So we have that ability to do that.
Uh-huh.
We did one red box for Alabama and Old Mississippi and things like that. So
yeah, and it's especially with the college, you know, down in, you know, Texas too, you know, out in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I lived out there by San Marcos. Or Marcus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to go to Austin all the time. Oh yeah, but out there, like
Austin is a nice place. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, I love it out there. It's especially the market out there. It's such a cool city.
Yeah.
With all the college.
I mean, so we have all these programs going, which is really creating so much demand.
Right. So, that you guys just need the cash flow to get it going.
Just to fund it and be a $10 to $20 million company in 2 years.
Right. No. It's and you guys are on your way. Yeah, Mara, I'd like to get this going for you. I'll go ahead and shoot you over that email, and that way,
yes, sure.
When you have all the documents, you can send it over, and I'll get this going, and we can get you an answer. You know, I don't want
to
promise. If we can get it today,
no,
I can get
there
it.
There are no promises.
Okay.
I mean, it may be so that once you get it back, you say we can only do 250. They say, well, this is not going to work for us. It can happen
right.
Like that too. I mean, because
right.
We're looking for a certain kind of cash to get the program going, so.
Right.
But if you don't want to do it, I totally understand. I mean, that's all
right. No, it's definitely something. And the cool thing about our programs is not only that, like, so say we give you whatever term that you want. Once you get halfway through the term, you can actually, you know, refinance the loan and also qualify for more money. So we're trying to build that, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with those repeat customers. So it's just like a relationship we're trying to start. So if it is, I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to get you around that $300,000 range. But if it's something smaller, we have that refinance program where you can, especially for this type of, you know, job where you're constantly reflipping inventory, it's, you know, this what they're designed for. So yeah, once you, you know, send everything over to me.
Mm-hmm. So what type of, I think we kind of lost that. You were going to tell me the markup or the interest on it.
Right. So that it because it's always like the term loan, they range. It's like a fixed cost. So once you get like everything in, they'll give it to you. So it's like, you know, how much you're gonna take out in your total payback. It's not like a percentage, like a line of credit where you gotta calculate it out. It's like a fixed cost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for number six, so say you took out 10,000, you know, they charge you like 10 cents on the dollar, and then it'd be like you pay back 11,000 depending on the term. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's
okay,
once once we get everything in, we'll be able to give you all hard numbers, and then if it makes sense to you guys, you know.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
No problem. All right, very good.
All right, well, yeah, I'll look out for everything, and you think you can get that to me today, or how do you guys?
I will try to do that today, yeah.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Well, I'll touch base with you later on today, then.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you. Take care, Omar.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.